Masechtas Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tes. Chagavim Tmeim Shenichbashu Im Chagavim Tarem. If non-kosher grasshoppers were pickled together with kosher grasshoppers. So, there are certain grasshoppers that are kosher. You have to have a Masera, a tradition. There may be still some Svardim in some places that have such a tradition, but most of Jewry nowadays don't have a Masera. What are the kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers? But there are kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers. So the previous Mishnah discussed pickling kosher and non-kosher fish, and here discusses grasshoppers. And regarding grasshoppers, it's much more lenient. The Mishnah says, "Lo paslu asirim." The non-kosher grasshoppers don't prohibit the brine that they're pickling in. We don't say that the flavors from the non-kosher grasshoppers will go in and make the brine not kosher. And regardless of the mixture, it's always kosher. The Rav says this is because the liquid inside the grasshoppers is not halachically considered blood, and it's looked at as a separate entity to the grasshopper, and it's much more lenient. And any amount of kosher grasshoppers together with the non-kosher grasshoppers will make that the brine remains kosher, and they're much more lenient than the non-kosher fish in that regard. The Mishnah brings another opinion. Heyed Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik testified that he had a Masera, that the halacha is, Al tzir chagavim tmeim shu'utar, on the brine of non-kosher grasshoppers, that it's permitted, it's mutter, and he held that even if there's no kosher grasshoppers mixed in the brine, non-kosher grasshoppers alone, the brine is still mutter, because any liquid that comes out of the grasshopper is not considered not kosher, even if there's no mixture whatsoever. It's 100% flavoring from non-kosher grasshoppers. It is still kosher. Mishnah Yud. Kol hanechvashim ze'em ze'mutarim. All types of chulin vegetables that were pickled together with truma vegetables, they're all considered mutter. The standard vegetables, we don't look at the flavoring from the vegetables, we don't see them leaving the vegetables and exchanging from one to the other, and therefore the chulin vegetables that are pickled together with truma vegetables, the flavoring stays the same, and they still remain, the chulin vegetables remain mutter to a non-kain. Ella, with the exception, Ella ima chassis, regarding chassis, which is a category of sharp flavored vegetables such as onions or garlic, and as well as olives that we mentioned in Mishnah Zion when we discussed the pickling, that they do exchange flavor. These things, sharp flavored vegetables, they do transfer flavor, and therefore chassis shel chulin im chassis shel truma, if you're pickling sharp flavored vegetables of chulin and truma together, or yarek shel chulin im chassis shel truma, regular non-sharp vegetables of chulin together with sharp vegetables of truma. So in both of these cases, since they're sharp chassis vegetables of truma in the pickling mixture, aser, the chulin vegetables will become aser to a non-kayin, because the sharp truma vegetables will release flavor and give flavoring into the chulin vegetables, and there'll be truma flavor in the chulin vegetables, and it'll become aser to a non-kayin. Aba, chassis shal chulin im yarek shal truma mutter. But if it's a sharp vegetable of chulin together with a yarek, a standard vegetable of truma, so although the chulin vegetable releases flavor, but the truma one does not, and therefore it will still be mutter, the chulin vegetables will still be permitted to a non-kain. The Rav points out that this is only regarding pickling, but the Tana of our Mishnah holds that if they would be cooked together, when it comes to bishul, which is standard cooking, or nishlakim, when they're cooked to a very high degree, in both cases he would hold that flavor is transferred even by standard vegetables, even without sharp flavor, and then the truma flavor will go into the chulin vegetable and make it aser to non-kain. So all cooking, according to this Tana, will transfer flavor. It's only pickling that doesn't, unless it's sharp vegetables. And the next Mishnah is going to bring several other opinions regarding cooking that are going to differ with the opinion of the Tana of this Mishnah. This Mishnah holds that all cooking transfers flavor.